This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon. Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policies shaping African technology. Here is what matters on August 2, 2026. Morocco is taking a different approach to funding its startups, relying on state-linked and local capital with a new $270 million war chest to back its efforts. This move is likely a response to foreign venture capital firms being cautious about investing in the region. For builders and operators, this means they can expect more support from local sources, but they'll need to be prepared to navigate the complexities of state-linked funding. What does this mean for the role of local capital formation in the next decade, and which African pension regulators will move first to unlock meaningful domestic LP capital? As researchers and developers work to build AI that can understand and speak African languages, they're facing significant challenges. The lack of local language training data and the complexity of African languages are just a few of the hurdles they need to overcome. For investors, this means being cautious of AI-powered claims that don't take into account the deployment economics of these solutions. Which African AI products will survive the next 10 times drop in frontier model pricing, and which were just temporary wrappers on expensive inference? The idea that going pan-African early is a sign of ambition is being challenged by some, who argue that it's often a trap. Proving a business model in one market before expanding to others is crucial, especially in a continent with 54 diverse countries. For founders, this means focusing on building a strong foundation in one market before trying to scale across the continent. What are the implications of this approach for the African venture funding landscape, and how will it impact the concentration of capital in the ecosystem? Egypt's edtech sector is experiencing a surge, with a young population, dedicated investors, and a wave of accelerator capital driving growth. For edtech companies, this means there are opportunities to tap into a large and growing market, but they'll need to navigate the complexities of the education sector and ensure their solutions are meeting real needs. How will the next stalled mega project in the edtech sector impact the overall ecosystem? And what early signals would tip us off to its impending failure? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.